after 5 weeks, I'm like Booker T. Five times. Mega, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Finally, after all these weeks, I finally got the icebreaker. I finally got it to drop. And it happened in the best way possible. So the Nightfall this week is The Wretched Eye. And if you've been following me for any length of time, you know that is my least favorite strike in the game.
Yep.
The strike itself isn't bad. The boss fight is an absolute cluster. And whenever that strike is the Nightfall, it's always a horrifying experience. And it was a horrifying experience this week. You get exposure, you get, I think, chaff is on, so you can't see the radar and all kinds of horrible things. And I actually got it on stream on Tuesday when we were doing our Nightfall live stream. And it took us like 40 minutes to get through the Nightfall, which is way longer than it usually takes for my Nightfall bros. Yeah. And we just had a horrible time of it. And at the end, we were like, okay, Nightfall's done. I've got my Sunrise bounty. Let's pop it. And so I popped it. And the icebreaker dropped. And everybody on stream freaked out. And then we immediately said, screw the rest of the Nightfalls. We're going to go do the raid instead. Yeah. And it was great. Nice. It was a beautiful, wonderful time. And all was well in the world. And I'm never doing that Nightfall again.
Yeah.
You know?
I had Story and I played that Nightfall together.
We played it through twice, didn't we, Mega?
Yes, we did.
Wait, hold on. Mm-hmm. You did content with Story this week?
We did.
You told me I was the only one.
Story is just spreading it around town.
We're making a unanimous effort.
Caught in your web of lies.
We're making a unanimous effort.
I swear you're the only one I play with from the podcast, baby.
You just tell that to all the streamers, don't you?
We're making a unanimous effort to be more of a crew out there in the Destiny world. We had some fun.
Yeah. Except for Fallout. Not him, though.
Yeah, black sheep over here.
He's too good for us. Three are the lowly scrubs.
We're getting him in as soon as he gets his new controller from Best Buy Warranty Department, wherever it is.
Ooh.
Okay, I'm just going to dive in and say, if you're out there and you are thinking about getting a special new controller with paddles on the back, one of those fancy, newfangled pro controllers that I love to talk about so much, definitely pay for the Best Buy extended warranty. So I've gone through two Xbox One Elite controllers already, too.
Oh my god.
And yeah, well, the joysticks
sound like high quality products.
You know, all my friends who have them, the ones that they originally bought, they still work fine. So I was talking to Bones. He's like, I think you're gripping your controller wrong or hard or something like that. Like, what are you doing to your controller? Because the joysticks eventually drift for me. So someone who follows me on Twitch and YouTube was really kind, and they donated enough money for me to get a new controller, which was super kind of them to do. And I was like, you know what? This time, Best Buy warranty, because I've heard many people talking about that on the Twitters. So I picked that up, and I was like, well, hopefully that'll be a good investment. Hopefully I never need it. And fast forward 1 week to yesterday when I was playing Trials with my girlfriend doing carries on stream, and we ended up taking somebody to Lighthouse, and I ended it on a triple kill. I was super hype. And I reached back, and boom, I gave her the high five, and I just leaned back a little too far, and the wire from the mic to the controller pulled it right off the desk.
Oh, no.
Hit the floor. And it's broken.
Wow.
It's broken.
I can from a little knock like that.
From a little knock.
That Best Buy warranty is beautiful. Because I remember when the Xbox 360 came out, I had the Best Buy warranty, and I red-ringed like four Xboxes. And every time it happened, I would just re-up that warranty. And like they give you like credit for the value of what you bought at the time you bought it. So like I would get a new Xbox and a game every time because the price would have dropped. So it was just a beautiful time in my life.
So hey, already it has paid for itself seven times over the warranty.
There you go.
Boom.
There you
golden.
Go. Sponsored there you by go.
Fallout.
Best Buy.
Yeah, Fallout is sponsored by the Best Buy warranty.
I will praise them all day for free.
I knew. Well, that's good, Lee. That's
excellent.
We're talking about a week in Destiny.
Yeah,
a week in Destiny. Yeah. I've been playing on Xbox again.
Ooh,
there's an interesting thing. I've had just today. I've had a Luna and a Matador drop. Both completely
Casket
unusable.
Man?
Yeah. Of course.
Okay, all right. I was going to say, what do you mean? But there we go. Yeah. Bring it back to reality.
That's dropped in the same day. But yeah, I've been getting the old grind in. So Fallout, you're going to have to help me out on Xbox at some point, PvP-wise, man. It'd be great to play some trials on there. I'm 368 light at the moment, so I think there's more.
Why are you talking to Fallout about needing help? Someone else here plays on Xbox. I feel a little excluded right now.
PvP, PvE. I'm coming in that direction.
You're looking at someone who's been to the Lighthouse two whole times on Xbox, all right?
Boom.
So I don't want to... You can compare the numbers with me and Fallout.
Mega flex.
Mega Sherpa Witch. Sherpa Magwitch right there.
That's what they I'll bust out the Mega Lag Switch and I will get you to the Lighthouse. Alright, that's my strat.
Excellent.
Works every time.
Excellent.
Continue with your
carry
your
on
Xbox
about
talk.
Your
yeah.
terrible eyes, Luna.
About how yeah, oh, no. terrible eyes, Luna.
I got the one that my girlfriend got in SRL has actually been quite decent. Underdog, life support, small bore, sure shot. Not, you know, yeah. It's very stable. It's got a bit of range on it, so that's the one I've been using, and it's been doing some work.
All right.
First game back, dropped a 30 bomb in there, and I got my Queensbreaker's bow. I don't know how the hell I've got a year 3 Queensbreaker bow on an account that I never use, but it's true. It's there. So yeah, the grind. The grind has doubled. Basically, we're on PlayStation and Xbox all over again.
Running out of stuff to do on Destiny? Buy it on another console. You got
play it
start
all
over.
Over 2 years of content, right?
Yeah. And then with the amount of Casket Mag things that drop, oh my god.
You can get twice as many of them.
God. I did have two really nice Matadors. All I wanted from the beginning was a rangefinder, Aggie balls, reinforced barrel, and then whatever. As long as there was a rangefinder perk on there, and two come along all at once, like buses. So, yeah, it's not been a bad week, really, to be good. Fair.
Good to hear.
Yeah,
look
man.
At that. Beautiful.
Yes, okay. It is a beautiful thing. No icebreaker yet, though, but I'm not moaning. I'm not moaning at that.
I know. I want the icebreaker, but at this point, I know I don't snipe, and is it worth doing the wretched eye strike like 3 more times to try to get it?
Oh my god! We had
the answer is yes.
Yeah, we had some trouble, didn't we? Me and yes. Mega and Fimi got together to do the Nightfall for the Planet Destiny weekly post, and we did it. It took a long time. Coincidentally, me and Fimi did a trials card that was shorter than that Nightfall, not so long ago.
Good.
I published them both on my channel, so there's the full unedited versions, and the Nightfall run is longer.
Yeah,
but yeah, we recorded it and everything, and then I sat back to edit it, and I pressed play, and on my audio, it was like, blah, 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 blah. It was just absolute terrible. I thought, what the hell has happened to
and
that?
You
it
were
was,
like, do I really sound like that?
I couldn't tell scary. That he was doing an impression. I thought that was just his normal voice. So.
It was like a Dalek, you know, from Doctor Who.
So
I had to very ashamedly send both DFP and Mega a message saying, can we run that again? And we had to do it all
so
over
I charged
again.
Story another $50 and yep. then eventually, yeah, we did the Nightfall and other times.
I got my PayPal out, got my wallet out.
So we kind of had an interesting week in Destiny. We had a Nightfall that not a lot of people are a fan of, and we had a Trials map that not a lot of people are a fan of.
No, Floaty Gardens is not
salt
a
there.
Lot of
yeah.
hate. A lot of yeah. hate for the floating
Whole
garbage. A
lot of salt.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
I liked it the first time around, but
yeah.
this time around, I don't know.
It's because people know how to play
Clever Dragon
it.
Is so much more widespread this yeah. time around, and people don't like it for that reason. I don't know.
I think the reason why folks don't like Floaty Gardens is it's another one of those, rush to defend this spot, and then super slow gameplay.
The high ground, yeah.
Yeah,
it's like in Dodgeball. Did you ever play like Dodgeball when you were a kid, or...
What's that?
Drunk as an adult, like, I don't know. The beginning of every Dodgeball League game, it's like they line the balls out at half court, blows the whistle, and then you just sprint right at the middle, and you clunk heads and go to the hospital with the other team who's trying to get the balls also in the middle. It's like that on Floating Gardens. Mm-hmm. You know what
it's
I mean?
Pretty accurate. Yeah.
Extremely apt analogy.
You just
get
made spammed in the first like 30 seconds and then you don't see anybody for a minute. Brutal. And then finally you get picked and then that's it. That's
if you're confident in your team's ability to move quickly, then you can rush up top with a little bit of confidence. You just really have to make sure that you get there first. Because if you don't get there first, you're going to open the door and get hit with a trillion nades, and you're going to get hardscoped, and you're going to get hit by a custard pie. Everything is going to happen to you all at once. And it's no good.
I think if you're having a problem about how to play extremely efficiently on that map, I've got to say, go over to any of the past broadcasts, or just wait for when he goes live. Watch Wish You Luck play that map.
He's a good trials player. Yeah.
Oh my God, does he? I mean, he's the way that he moves around with the people that he plays with. Anyway,
of course,
that's something to watch. That's something to behold and seriously respect. Very, very accomplished.
There's nothing
and efficient
quite
player.
Like watching a fantastic player mm-hmm. in their element, no matter who it is. You know what I mean? Like if you watch just anyone who's fantastic at the game, you're like, oh, dude, awesome.
Because the problem I have with that map is the whole like year. Trying to defend an area and it gets like he who peaks first dies. he who gets antsy or bored dies. Yeah. But I really don't like that style of gameplay. I like closing in and throttling them and putting huge amounts of pressure, but everything's keeping on moving. But that's probably one of the hardest strategies to pull off, because like one slight mistake and you're down, you've presented the weakness, you are the weakest link, goodbye. That kind of thing. As soon as that weakness is presented to a good team, they will abuse that and exploit that weakness, and they will flatten you.
Totally.
But watch Wish and his teams play, closing in fast as hell, no camping, no defending. It's just murder. Mm-hmm.
You can win if you don't scorey camp in trials. That doesn't sound right.
Oh, no.
But yeah, man.
It's a myth.
Story making up tales.
Yes. But yeah, man. That's how I like to play that map.
No, I love it. Yeah, hard and fast.
Yeah, man.
That's how I do
hard
it.
Hard and fast.
I
couldn't do it.
Play
though.
It like, hard and fast.
I couldn't get that down. I wish I could get that strategy down, to be honest.
You just have to work on the movement.
Really, and it's team play. I think more than anything, the three of you have to be in unison. If one person's like, no, must go up to top area and camp, and must stay there, no closing in, no nothing. That I think you all have to understand and have confidence in that strat in order to pull it off. I think that's the main issue that I was having this weekend. But still done it, played some really good cards with some really good players, and still got some flawlesses in there. But yeah, tough map, very tough map.
Definitely tough. Yes. If you're having trouble rushing up the top part of the map and you're feeling like it's not working out for you, it'll come in time. But until you get to that level of comfort, you can do other things. You can rush the bridge. You can try and play it that way. You can go under bridge and try and wrap around. Get a little back bridge control with your team. If you really want to play kind of passive, just to start and see if they'll get impatient and make a mistake, you can rotate around to back blue or back red. Then peek a little bit on back bridge, little head glitch hard scoping or something like that. There's plenty of things you can do without rushing the top. If you want to work on your team coordination and you don't feel confident, like that you're not fast enough to get to the top. So
I know. Yeah. And be prepared. Don't run up to the top of them stairs and just start throwing nades straight away. Primaries out. Get your primaries out. You'll be able to team fire someone before they can even throw a nade. Save your nade for the people that go inside, But yeah, definitely a tough map. I wouldn't say that it's a poor choice of trials maps. It just can be played very blandly, It's
it can.
What's the other one Cauldron. I like Cauldron as a great trials map. However, you will get people that rush the palace. In the House. The middle area, the B flag area, and we'll camp in there. Well, quick, get inside, camp all the doorways. Wait for the doorways to open. Maybe I'm a bit laggy and I've got hosts and I'll be able to snipe someone through that doorway before it's even opened on their screen. but yeah, those kind of maps it's like stalemate straight away. Stalemate, perpetual check.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Yeah. Such good Destiny commentary.
What was your What are your thoughts this week? I can't really say that's pretty good.
You sound almost like the teachers from Charlie Brown. Almost.
It's a beautiful thing.
No, wow. Ma'am. All right.
Well, boys, we have some interesting Destiny news coming down the pipe for this week, don't we?
I mean, if you want to call it that. got a This Week at Bungie. I mean, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, did get one of those.
It's the first one of the new year, and
we called it, didn't we? We called it last week, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
It's kind of.
We've got back.
I remember
from our holidays.
When we all called it as a group last week.
Definitely.
You were definitely here. Absolutely. Uh-huh. You called it louder than everyone else.
This week at Bungie, everyone's still full of turkey and food comas, and we've just got back to the office, and we're going to be working on stuff later. Here's a little bit of news about nothing in particular, and there's an Iron Banner, and everything will come later. Goodbye, DJabbed. That's basically what it was, wasn't it? No teasers.
Very essentially. Precise, my friend. I was going to say something like, well, of course, we all know that they led off with a massive weapon update.
That's happening this week. But
yeah.
I mean, they did say that before the Christmas holidays. Cosmo did
kidding.
It's been chewed on. Yes. The sandbox team are chewing on it. It's going to happen.
They're chewing over there.
But I think it would have been a good idea to maybe put that at the top, like, hello, everybody, weapons update's coming later, but we've got this for you.
I feel like that's giving in to the pressure.
Maybe a little bit.
I know. There's many people in the community that really want a weapon balance. Like, and
like
that's really underselling.
Everyone wants
raise his hand.
I should say that they aggressively want a weapon balance. Yes. Like, if Bungie tweets out anything that isn't a weapon balance, then they're just like, what the fuck, Bungie? Where's the weapon? Like, those are the people.
What are you doing all day?
You guys
aren't
those people. Those are the people I'm talking about.
Yes.
And those people... Just be patient. We all want things to happen, but like they said, they're chewing on it in the back room, all right? I'm sure I don't work for any gaming company ever, but I'm sure these things take some kind of time, right?
Well,
they can't just
I think it's more the fact
it,
that
make it happen, but.
Instead of getting four or five of them a year, we get two. So and that's that's nowhere near enough. So if there's
that's a different conversation, but I do agree. Yeah. I'm a little spoiled by Overwatch. You know what I mean? Like you just
see
you hop on Overwatch one day and you're like, I feel like this character's a little strong. And then like 3 hours later, they're like, oh yeah, so we've been talking about how this character's strong, and we're gonna release four update packs. You're like, wow, Jesus Christ, Blizzard! Like you get a gold star,
and that's how it's done. But I mean, in all fairness, in the very very beginning of the early phases of Destiny, they did say that this game's kind of tough to update. There's some problems with updating this game, and of course, patches cost money. But still, you can't swerve or camouflage or cloak the fact that weapons updates and tuning sandbox tunings patches don't come soon enough. And I'm sure Bungie are aware that the tap is not flowing with things that need to be flowed all over the place 10 times over. We need to be covered in juice. Lots of juice, and we're juiceless. Everyone's dry, parched.
We are juiceless.
Do you know what I mean?
We are juiceless.
So
hashtag
juiceless. To say at the beginning of that update, we know you're juiceless. The juice is coming, guys. The juice is being stirred and churned right now. We've got a whole
It wouldn't hurt, but then they can't in the office laugh at all the mean tweets they get from people asking for patches.
How true that probably
I mean,
that's
look, all of us know when you get something like really mean, like you like to laugh at it. So I gotta assume that somebody in that office is like, oh god, look at what this kid said today. Just cracking up.
Just get a look at this.
Is there really much to crack up about? Because all of it
is wrong.
It's whatever. It's all the same. Get cancer. I hope your family dies. Hang yourself.
Anyway, enough of the salt storm. We know that there's a weapon balance behind the scenes. We all know how we feel about it. We're waiting for them to chew on it faster. But let's talk about what else was in the This Week at Bungie. Mm-hmm. Iron Banner.
Yay!
Iron Banner.
We like that.
Next
week. I mean, I like that.
This week. like Iron Banner. It's gonna be Clash this time around, starting up this Tuesday.
Wait, it's not Combined Arms Iron Banner? Son of a bitch.
Unfortunately not. It is not Mayhem Combined Arms. They are ignoring the messages that I am handwriting and sending to them by carrier pigeon, obviously.
Like, but it is Clash. Who's this 9-year-old with terrible spelling who keeps asking for Mayhem?
Look, words are hard. But yeah. Iron Banner coming back this week, and this time around we've got a few different things going on sale. They're going to be selling the sidearm, the rocket launcher, the chest piece, and the gauntlets, I think.
The broken link, yes.
Are you going to be grinding for a sidearm and a rocket launcher? That is the question. Are you going to grind for those babies?
I'm going to grind for the gauntlets because I'm the kind of guy who can never get enough gauntlets because I love the combinations. I'm like, I'm on my... Warlock, do I want a faster melee? Do I want a faster hand cannon reload speed? Do I want, you know, further grenade throw distance? Do I want intellect discipline, discipline strength, intellect whatever? Yeah. I collect gauntlets. So I love that they're going to have them on for sale.
They're useful, aren't they? Especially in game if you're getting showered. I'm with Bones. Like, we're getting showered in sidearm reload gauntlets and sidearm reload.
Please don't say that because I guarantee...
They'll be
we're going to go in Tuesday, and that's what's going to be for sale.
I got the Charles Gauntlets on my Hunter on Friday, first pair, and I called it straight away. I was like, I wonder what special weapon reload are these going to be for? Snipers!
Okay, Snipers! If you're listening to this podcast right now or later on YouTube, and when Tuesday comes around, they are selling sidearm reload speed gauntlets, I want everyone to tweet at Story and say, God damn it, Story. That's what I want.
It's
Except for Neff. He'll tweet at Story. Thanks, Story.
Thanks Story.
He'll be happy.
Get the hell out of here.
But yeah, you know, and that's the thing. I'm wondering what reload speed they're going to have on them because the armor is almost always perfectly rolled. Like, the stats are always great whenever they're on sale. It's the only thing I could hold it back is if you get garbage reload and garbage armor on the chest piece. It'll be sidearm reloader and sidearm ammo.
Yeah.
Which would match it because they're selling the sidearm.
Yep.
Yes. I mean, it makes sense. I'm just happy that they're still not selling the hand cannon so I can be in the special group of people who have the hand cannon.
They haven't sold that yet.
It's the only thing I have going for me is that hand cannon. And
it's a pretty good
everybody has it. Yeah. I'm screwed. All right. If everybody has it. Because they're going to sell it with like a god roll. Yes, luck in the chamber and then the four shots.
Dirty two tap potential.
Exactly. I like to think that when I play Destiny, when I play Trials, I'm just playing support role. I don't get any kills. I just lower everybody down with a quick luck in the chamber shot, or I nick someone's foot as they're running away and get the kill. Like, I'm not, I'm no good. I'm just a background player with it.
I have an ill will, which is like basically the exact same role. And I was rolling into matchmaking with it just to kind of cock around for a YouTube video I was getting footage for. It has 5 bullets in the mag. One is luck in the chambers. So every time I spawn, I fire off 2 rounds. And if I fire the luck round, I'm like, okay, just reload, try again. And I fire off 2 rounds. I'm like, I didn't fire the magic bullet. Okay, so now there's a really high percentage.
Yes.
One of the last 3 bullets in the mag is going to be lucky. Like, 2, tap, dead.
I don't think you guys understand what just happened. Fallout just admitted to being a luck in the chamber scum. Confirmed. He was one of those guys in year 1. You start off a trials map, you just hear in the background,
bleeding the sniper rifle out for final round.
And you know.
The distinct difference between me and Fallout is that he can afford to lose a shot and count on still killing someone. If I don't have all 4 bullets, there's a very high chance I'm missing. All right? So, no good.
It's
no
all
good
intentionally.
Yeah.
Meg is putting them into a false sense of security. He's like, I think I'm missing. I'm just counting towards the magic bullet. Get ready for the magic.
Boom.
Boom. How many times do I hear that shing and then miss by a mile? I'm just like, well, all right, I'm going to die in this encounter, I guess.
Too many times. Hey, can we talk about how the Iron Banner, the chest piece, looked really badass on the Hunter and the Titan, and the Warlock one only looks like, eh.
What?
Yeah, I'm not feeling it, man. Like,
I'll
let that slide.
I'm not feeling it.
I like the old stuff on the Warlock, the ones you can get from the Dusty Iron Engrams. There's 2 types. I can't remember. I think it's the Iron Regalia. That's pretty cool. But the other one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I use the Iron Regalia.
The old year one stuff.
I like it.
Yeah, the year one set.
I actually really like the Warlock Iron Banner chest armor. I'm gonna say, I like all of them, but I don't play Warlock that much, so I guess my opinion doesn't really count.
The Titan one is so cool because it has the two really big wolf heads right there in like the chain mail right in the bottom. And I know the Warlock one has like chain, but it's, the chains are on the side. And the wolf heads are tiny, and there's the tree, and I don't know.
The Titan one and the Hunter one also leave your stomach exposed with the chainmail broken, so you know, at least you can feel safer in your Warlock armor. All right.
Sure.
Yours is intact. You're a much like a more drafty, put-together though. Guardian.
And a little, your Hunter gets drafty. A little cold.
Yeah.
But the Hunter one gets fur on it. That's so cool. The fur around the top? God damn it. The Warlocks need more fur.
I will say for the Hunter one, at least it has gold links, too, so it's like... a little bit more special. The other ones are
it does.
Yeah, look at that.
But is there a matching handbag? That is the question.
Ooh. Let's just agree they all will look great with the Midas shader. All right.
So. Everything looks great with the Midas shader.
Exactly.
Everything looks good in gold.
Have you got your gold sparrow to match all of that shenanigan as well?
No.
I don't have the gold sparrow. I'm so sad.
That's haven't picked up enough treasures of the dawning for that, unfortunately.
Not enough.
All is wrong with the world.
So they're also selling the rocket launcher this week. I think it's called the Titanium Orchid. I want to say.
Correct. Oh, that's such a cool name.
Mm-hmm.
They always have great names.
Yeah. It's one of the coolest looking rocket launchers in the game, actually. I was lucky enough to get one.
It's interesting.
Although I don't know why they felt the need to put chainmail on a rocket launcher, like in case somebody tries...
Just stab
your rocket launcher with a knife. You're like, oh, it's protected. Don't worry.
And there's a wolf pelt over the chainmail to ensure that it stays warm in the winter.
Keep it warm, right? Mm-hmm. It's cold, you know? It's December.
We are dealing with explosives here. We don't want to mess around too much, and we certainly don't want anyone stabbing the explosives, you know.
No, we don't want that.
No.
Terrible.
Yeah.
No. I think I have a couple of the rocket launchers. I've never really used them. If I'm using a rocket launcher, I'm a truth man personally. So
absolutely.
Yeah. Mostly
there's
because
no
I have,
reason to use anything else
because I have the golden truth to go with the Midas shader. I can't not accessorize appropriately.
Mm. See, all right, as a wrestling fan, I can appreciate that name, the golden truth, my man.
The golden truth.
The golden truth. Yeah.
Let's go.
I like the prototype. I'm more of a prototype guy. I like the old, shitty-looking part of it before it looked nice. You know, it's like, this is what it looked like on the workshop. Go out there and murder stuff with it.
Kill it.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about this rocket is it's actually in a pretty good archetype. We got a couple of new archetypes in year three with rockets that are kind of garbage, like the Choleric Dragon. Not a good rocket. You should never use it. The Titanium Orchid is in, I think, the 78 blast radius, 85 velocity archetype, which is a lot. I think it's the same archetype that the previous Iron Banner rocket was in, which is good because it can actually hit, you know, stuff you shoot it at.
Yeah, that's good. It's
good to be able to hit things you shoot at with your rockets because.
If you're going to go all try hard and
trying to hit my targets.
It's good about the rocket launchers is that it's really they're in a very hit or miss place in PvP right now. Meaning that
literally,
if they sell the rocket launcher this week on Iron Banner and it doesn't have grenades and horseshoes, I would never consider using it. Like, why would I pick up a rocket launcher without the proximity detonation? It's such a good perk.
Yes. Even PvP. After all of its nerfs,
for real.
It still is the number one.
Absolutely.
Can we just talk about that for a little bit? Because Bungie, they spoke about this in a few interviews about why they nerfed grenades and horseshoes. And it's because they wanted to promote other rocket launcher perks, right?
Yeah.
What other tier 3 perk on rockets is as good as grenades and horseshoes?
Nothing. By a
Nothing.
Long shot.
Nothing.
I mean, cluster bombs? No.
You would only settle for cluster bombs if you had a new account and that was your only rocket launcher. And you're like, at least it has cluster bombs.
Yeah. I totally didn't use a rocket launcher with cluster bombs all of year two.
Jeez. It wasn't me. I mean, it might be useful in PvE, but
to be fair, I probably pick up heavy like 10 times all of year two. I'd never freaking get heavy.
Oh, because that means you're a pro. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Pick up heavy
I wave it off at the Tier beginning one. Of every zone control match.
He started that, as a matter of fact. Well, but, like, the There's a big problem in this game with certain perks that nobody uses, and nobody uses them because they're not as good as other perks, or because the perks themselves aren't really that useful, like Rodeo. Rodeo is a perk you should never use on anything.
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything. Grenades and Horseshoes is something special, because it's literally, if you're a PvP player, it is the only rocket that's really catered towards PvP. It's really hard to land a rocket physically on a target in the Crucible when you have people jumping and moving around as quickly as you can in Destiny. Yeah. And there's no other perk on rockets that really help with that. Tracking is good. Tracking is very helpful. It's a nice perk to have, but it's just not as helpful as being able to have proximity detonations on your rocket launchers. And when Bungie started nerfing that back in, I think, like the end of year one and year two, because they said they wanted to promote other perks. Like, well, no, nerfing grenades and horseshoes isn't going to do anything because everybody still uses grenades and horseshoes. Yeah. And the reason everybody uses it is because it works.
Yeah.
They don't use the other perks because the other perks don't really do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's always bugged me. It's just...
It's, I mean, I don't know whether it was necessary or not. I don't know, because it... In sixes, you'd notice... a much more effective and sensitive grenades and horseshoes than you do in, say, like threes and things like that. So I don't know whether it was a necessary nerf or not, really.
Yeah. Well, it used to be a lot wider.
Yeah, the proximity deaths. It was a lot easier to get, like, multiple kills in sixes with grenades and horseshoes.
And don't... I always think about stuff like this, because I'm trying to think of, well, how would they make it right?
Yeah.
How would they make it so that a rocket launcher without nades and horseshoes suddenly becomes competitively viable in PvP? And I don't want to say to nerf it, because I don't know, that's just boring to me. I would try to think of like a new, cool, sexy perk that would be like, oh, I could go with nades and horseshoes, or I could take this new sexy perk. Like, what if there was a perk where, like,
I'm going to get a picture of Fallout rubbing his chin with that face. Oh, yeah.
It's like a late night advertisement.
This is a good
newer,
segue, though.
Sexier rocket launcher perk.
What if there was a perk where, like, you hit them with a rocket, and, like, you drain their super meter, like, a little bit, something like that. That would be worth considering, you know what I mean?
Well, I like this, you know, this rocket launcher, this exotic rocket launcher that's been on the drawing board for some time. The one, the big ball-shaped cluster.
The volley, yeah.
That's got a lot of, like, torpedo holes in the big sphere at the front of it, which means that would have a lot of smaller little missiles. So you can have rocket launchers that pump out lots of little, tiny little seeking things. So that more of them would have to hit. So obviously if they hit terrain or, you know, if other people get in the way, it might damage a whole bunch of enemies and maybe not get one kill. So that could be an interesting addition, perhaps, you know.
Interesting.
So that rocket launcher in particular, it's been in the database since like the start of the Taken King. I do believe its name is the Dubious Volley.
Do you guys know
what that thing's special ability was? As I recall, it was like if you get a kill with it, it puts another rocket in like your magazine or something like that.
Interesting.
Because it's here it is. Okay, I found it. It's got two abilities. The Dubious Ordnance, where this weapon deals a high energy volley of explosive ordnance. I'm guessing that just means it fires like energy or fire at people.
Yeah.
And then Dubious Munitions. Kills from the volley add another round to the volley. Like whether that's adding a round back to the magazine or like or what. I don't know. That could be a little bit busted in PvP.
Yeah.
Especially if it's like firing clusters of rockets. I mean that sounds like the coolest thing in the world. Yeah. And hopefully we get to see some sort of release of that sometime soon. But yeah, that's the abilities that it has in the database.
A guaranteed clown cartridge on every kill. Yeah, that would be a bit op there. You know, just a little bit, but
I mean, if it didn't have grenades and horseshoes, maybe, you know, you'd have to land a direct hit or, you know, aim it at the ground and catch somebody on the ground.
Alternatives to nades and horseshoes.
Exactly.
Sexy and appealing.
But here's one for you. It's like Zarya's super in Overwatch. So if you hit the ground, it kind of sucks people toward it, even if you miss.
Like a black hole.
So you can black hole the team like toward that spot.
Oh, that's dirty, Mega. I like the way you think.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
I thought you were gonna go like a Zarya thing, where like, oh, it's a rocket launcher, but it's not offensive based. It's like a team support rocket launcher. So like, if I shoot my teammate, with a rocket, and they suddenly get like an overshield for like 5 seconds.
Careful, Anna. Careful.
How cool would that be? I don't know. That would be. I like to think about stuff like this.
That would be interesting.
I'd love for more support-based stuff to be in the game. You know?
Yeah, and absolutely.
I'd be down with that.
Me too. Me too. Support roles are great for someone like me who's not good at the game. Who can just hang back. And when Fallout says, shoot me with a rocket right now, I can do that and miss like 80% of the time.
Yeah. Mega, do you play Overwatch? You want to be my Mercy?
I'll be your Mercy any day. I'm more of a Lucio guy. But
all right. I'll take the Lucio.
Let's break it down.
Break it down.
Perfect.
Oh, good time.
Oh,
I
miss people. Good. But yeah, like having a perk like that. That rocket launcher shooting a bunch of little tiny little missiles that all have to hit. No grenades and horseshoes, so you have to land a whole bunch of them to get a kill. That could probably be interesting. But going back to that particular Iron Banner rocket launcher, we're filling some big shoes because Tormod's Bellows, one of the old Iron Banner ones, this was a great vendor rocket launcher. I bought the vendor one because it had tripod and nades and horseshoes and field scout. So even if you weren't using your heavy ammo capacity boosters on your boots or chest piece, you'd still get 3 rockets. And it's got a great velocity. This is my like staple rocket launcher that I use instead of Truth if I'm running Queensbreaker Bow or a Chaperone or Last Word or what have you. That's the rocket launcher that I'll go for. And unfortunately, for folks that didn't pick one of those up, because this rocket launcher is over a year old, I think, now. Tormod's Bellows.
The Bellows, yeah.
You know, so what we'd be looking for in our Titanium Orchid would be grenades and horseshoes, tripod, and field scout, I think. I'd love to be able to replace my Tormod's Bellows with the new lineup of Iron Banner gear, the nice-looking chain melee, anti-stab, warmer rocket launchers.
Well,
you know.
Thankfully, the Titanium Orchid is in the exact same rocket archetype as the Tormod's Bellows. It's basically the same gun with a different model. I actually picked one up a couple of Iron Banners ago. Let me take a look at my roll. It has got heavy payload, grenades and horseshoes, and speed reload. So not quite as good as I think the vendor Tormod's Bellows from back in the day, but not bad. Yeah. Not bad at all. Hopefully they're selling basically the god roll. I mean, is that even really a question? Lady Efferty generally sells god rolls for every weapon she brings. So something like a tripod, grenades and horseshoes roll would be nice.
Yeah. Perfect.
What would be the god roll for the sidearm?
If it was a matador,
if you purchased it and it was a matador instead, it just gave you Fell Winner's Lie.
Yeah,
year 3.
Just
we had a mix up on the icons there.
I don't know what do you look for in a sidearm. I've only recently started using them because I've been trying my hand at No Land Beyond. I'm awful with No Land Beyond, so and it is a great compliment having a sidearm for your No Land business. And I've got an Iron Reef. Again, another Iron Banner classic with crowd control and some kind of range boost on it. And that was superb.
Yeah.
I got more kills with that than No Land Beyond, in all honesty. But I've had I think it's the Binding Blaze, the new wave Iron Banner sidearm.
That's the new
I've got
one, yeah.
two
yeah.
of them, one with rangefinder and one with crowd control. And I haven't really experimented with them much. So
what I have heard from the only person I know who uses sidearms, Anthony Neff, the year 2 Iron Banner sidearm is really good, and the year 3 one is
Iron
not.
Reef.
Yeah, so
really?
that's all I can say to you. So people who are excited about that sidearm, maybe, who are you, first of all? And second of all, temper your expectations.
Who are you?
I don't know. I don't know much about it. I think I've used a sidearm like once ever in PvP. So
just pick it up and put it on. Have some goddamn fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then when you try to play for real, put on either a shotgun sniper or hell, even a fusion rifle, and put that pretty sidearm up somewhere on the wall where you can just look at it and looks so nice over there. But
say, hey, yeah, I used that once.
This sidearm looks better on the side.
Oh, snap.
There you go.
It's not a matador.
Yeah, shotguns are better.
Yeah.
Shotguns, they're just
yeah,
better.
Yeah.
There it is. Official slogan of the Planet Destiny podcast, shotguns are better.
Shotguns are better. That's the... You can quote me on that. They are.
I don't rustle a lot of jimmies, but...
Oh, no.
It's the truth. It's the truth.
All right, but, somebody change the subject before they mob on us.
Well... I'm just reading some of the chat at the moment. If you're a real sidearm lover, you'll see it's not bad. Iron Wreath... Yeah, and
the Iron Wreath is the one that a lot of people really enjoy. That's a good one, the Iron Wreath.
Yeah, I love the sound.
That's the one. Yeah, apparently, as I recall,
it doesn't
sound like
what
it does.
The sound of it is a breastfeeding child. I don't
exactly,
know that really
exactly, Mega.
That's why it's so comforting to use. It just reminds you of a simpler time.
It's like a youngster sucking on a nipple. It is exactly what it sounds like.
Just like that.
Yeah,
you know. Good.
I don't want to get it. I don't want to use it now. I'm glad I can't. I'm glad that I can't get it. Gross.
Oh, Dreg's Promise. Dreg's Promise is pretty decent now. Just Jason.
Oh, that's a
fun guy. Last weekend, really? Bernie Shrine played with Just Jason, and he was destroying people with that. But
I can never tell if it's good or not. Everyone always like says use it, and it seems like you're joking. But then I'm like, well, maybe it actually is usable. I don't know.
So. Yeah, man.
Oh, the Trespasser.
I always assumed that it was.
Trespasser.
Yeah, I was going to say, I assumed it was the worst Trespasser. Yeah.
Sidearms go. Probably the king of the sidearms.
Yeah. Mm. I like it. I mean, they're not in a bad spot. I think they're a little bit on the underused side. But
I would say that they're probably in a bad spot.
I don't know, man. I mean, they drop people fast as hell. I think aerial, using them in a much more of a vertical kind of
For sure.
Attack pattern, you know, like using them in the air, back pedal, bones of IO, you know, on a hunter.
Bones of IO and a sidearm. Yeah. Good times.
It's harder to pair it with a good combination than it is with something in a shotgun, you know, because if you're up close, obviously you're screwed, but there's not like, what are you going to do up close then?
Shotgun melee, shotgun bitch slap. That's what I'm going to do.
Shotgun bitch slap. Tickle fingers, as we say.
Aye. But yeah, that's Iron Banner. Clash, that's another mode that Russell's Jimmies as well. That's not one of the most favorite. I don't mind that.
That's like Clash is basic. That's team deathmatch.
What the hell?
I never understood
that. Iron
that's
Banner
the baseline
to be
game type.
Well, at this point,
I think the complaints stem from it's supposedly a more campier game mode because people camp spawns, you know, that kind of stuff. I don't find that. Whenever I play Iron Banner, it literally is run to the middle of the map and to the duel to the death.
There's two sides of the argument. We have the people who are saying, oh, Clash Iron Banner is so campy. Ugh. We want something faster. And then Bungie's like, okay,
Supremacy.
Iron Banner. Oh, Supremacy. Just a bunch of shotgunning dirty storm callers. Put a gun in my mouth. It's like, well, what do you want?
We've got to variate it, though. Someone's always going to complain about everything. There's always going to be complaints about everything.
Oh, yeah.
But the fact that it's revolving and we're changing the game mode, I think, is a really wise maneuver. Because for me, my bone of contention is Control. I really don't like Control as the game mode for that. It's it just makes me want to melt into a puddle of goo. but it's one of the most favorite modes in the game. So, of course, revolving the game modes, I think, is good. You have to do it. And... we've got loads of game modes there, you know.
Oh, hey, look at this. Look at this fellow in the chat. DJ basically says, what if Iron Banner was a game where like it just switched game modes and made it random?
Yeah.
I think that's an interesting
idea. Just have it as a playlist that would just rotate between the three game modes. I think people have been asking for that since year one.
Well, this is the good segue for at the moment for what could possibly be a good general Crucible tweak anyway, like in the moments of dwindling population bases and stuff like that. We've got a lot of different playlists in Crucible at the moment, which is splitting the, you know, apparent dwindling playlist. So, but would there be a massive backlash? Let's say if, like we have the classic modes, you've got classic 6v6, threes, and Rumble.
Yeah.
Imagine if Crucible was condensed in a much more... in that kind of sense, a lot more.
That rotating
so,
way, yeah.
You know, like, so you'd have a year 3 sixes, and that'd be a mixture of Rift, Clash, supremacy, you know, the whole lot. Is that something that's really going to get people mad, or is that going to be something that would actually work?
I would only be worried that, yeah, I'm just going to go in, yeah, and all that's going to happen is the people who are already prone to quitting are going to be like, oh, shit, it's Rift, and they're just going to quit. Like, that's going to be like 90% of my Rift matches.
Didn't even think about that. Mm-hmm. Like, that's where we really need one of those quitting penalties that we talked about last week.
Oh, you don't need a quitting penalty. All you need is an incentive for people to stick around.
Get that glass half full bullshit, Eddie.
Yeah, who do you think you are with that kind of positive?
This is the Planet Destiny podcast. What do you mean?
Punish these dirty quitters.
You know. Every time you quit out of a match, one of your matadors is deleted from your account. All
right, can't pick which one. It's just gone.
Exactly.
No, that's a good idea, Story. Yeah, we want people incentivized to play. But I think, like you said earlier, no matter what ideas come out the door, some people are really going to think that they're great and line up right behind them, but then there's going to be plenty of people who just don't agree.
Yeah.
And they're going to get turned off by whatever it is.
Yeah.
And at the same time, you know, I definitely support that sort of thing happening for special events like Iron Banner. I'd love it if Iron Banner was on a rotating playlist. It would really switch things up. But for most players, I think they're just sometimes people just want to come in and play Control. Sometimes they just want to come in and play Clash, and they don't want to have to worry about any of those other game modes. Yeah. And if Sixes was completely encompassed into one playlist that just rotated from those, I could live with it, but I get the feeling a lot of people will be like, oh,
yeah.
I just wanted to play some Clash.
Yeah, man. We've got a lot of modes, and like as the game expands and new DLCs come, new expansions come, it's almost like a given entitlement that what new PvP modes are we going to have, and it's like, well, do we really need any more than what we have already? You know, like it's a huge variety of modes that we've got in the Crucible at the minute. Ooh. And they, you know, Supremacy being the latest one, could there possibly be any more, and is there ever going to be a need for any more modes? Do we need more modes? I mean, there's loads.
Oh yes. Oh, I know, but we need more because we're hungry.
And we're hungry.
Hungry gamers.
We're hungry for stuff.
Give me an all swords mode. That's the only thing I would ask for. Just an all swords mode where you just have infinite sword ammo. Just
the only mode that I miss from like Halo and stuff that I wish was in there is like multi team. I like teams
multi-team
of like three, bananas, like four teams of three is something I enjoy because
we had that.
And they already have the lore set up for it. Just call it a faction wars.
Yeah,
yeah. Just go Dead Orbit, New Monarchy, Future War Cult.
I'm still waiting for Capture the Flag.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I didn't even bring it up because I just assumed that was like a given.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, when Bungie was first coming out with Destiny, and it was like, oh yeah, there's a PvP mode, and you know, we're gonna try and make it interesting and different than what's out there. I was like, well, they're probably gonna still have Team Deathmatch, which is like Clash.
Yeah.
I was like, well, they're definitely gonna have Capture the Flag.
You can't not.
And then it was like, where is CTF? Is it coming later? Like, it just, I don't know. I think it would be really cool.
Who doesn't love Capture the Flag? Like, it's just weird to not have it.
Heathens. Dirty heathens.
In Battlefield, we called it Capture the Flag instead because it was just, let's camp this goddamn flag instead.
Get kills. Screw the OBJ.
Yeah, man. I mean, Rift, I know that it's not Capture the Flag, but Rift is similar, isn't it? It's similar enough.
Well, it's similar in Halo to Neutral Assault.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah,
that's kind of what Rift is. Neutral Assault. Actually, the more I think about it, if they had Capture the Flag in Destiny, it would... It's tricky, because you only have 3v3, which I feel like is too few players for Capture the Flag. Because you just kill two people, and it's like, okay, free flag capture.
You're done.
Like, who's going to stop you? The one guy. And then if you have 6v6 Capture the Flag, it might turn into a camp fest.
Yeah.
Shit, balancing games is hard.
Well, here's one another angle for it as well, is that more modes could be more rotating. You know, like Combined Arms comes once every blue moon. It added to the rotation. I wonder if a good alternative would be to add some of the modes as a rotation instead of them being staple, you know, modes all the time to split, you know, player base up even more. Like, maybe
I agree with that.
Take like the lesser played ones. I would say, is Rift as popular as, say, you know, Clash? You know, like maybe rotate Rift.
You don't
one
load
week
into Rift daily. Come on, That's where I do my sweats and Rift.
Rift sweats.
Right. New meta. That's the sweat playlist.
Look out, ESL. I'm still waiting for Rumble Iron Banner.
Oh my gosh. Inferno Iron Banner.
They don't do
Iron
it because they know people like me are never going to try it.
They would rage.
Yeah. Yeah, it probably would be the most unpopular one. Rage. Like we had Zone Control as Iron Banner. We haven't, have we?
I don't think we have.
I was having a big conversation with someone on Twitter about this. They thought it would be the worst idea ever, and I'm like,
really?
Why? It's a heavy team-based game that the objective isn't on getting kills. It's about capping the flags, you know?
It's probably because you said the word team-based, and people probably already hate when you have to rely
that's
on
the kicker
your team
there.
And Iron Banner.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a very popular competitive mode, isn't it? It's caught on very well in threes and fours.
I'm trying to think of what's like a fast-paced objective game from other FPS games. You know? Mm-hmm. Wasn't there like a game mode in Titanfall called like VIP?
Yeah, that's
or something
that's
like that.
Oh,
that's
yeah, like I know the one.
Oh,
yeah.
Like someone got Bounty Hunter or something like that.
Yeah, Marked for Death. They randomly pick. Yeah. If you've never played Titanfall, there's Marked for Death. I don't know. Is it in Titanfall 2? I haven't played Titanfall.
It's in Titanfall. It's called like Bounty Hunter in Titanfall 2 or
so
something
just
like that.
Pick one person on each team randomly. And it's like, you are Marked for Death. And now if the other team kills you, or you kill the special marked person on the other team, you get like a buttload of points or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They could definitely do that in Destiny, and if they incorporated something like the person who gets marked, the VIP, gets a buff, like not anything crazy, but like a passive buff, maybe a passive agility buff or something like that, that could be really cool.
Yes.
I could dig on that.
That's some classic Juggernaut right there. That's some Halo Juggernaut action.
Then we'd actually have a game mode where you need to team shot.
Yeah, man.
Juggernaut was so
yeah, whoever's marked for death could get like... extra buffs maybe from all the subclasses, like you could get an overshield or a juggernaut, a permanent juggernaut shield, or
that'd be cool.
You
know. Yeah.
Oh my god. I am so thinking about I'm on Juggernaut in Halo. Did you guys ever play that? It's totally different. It's like a little bit different from Marked for Death. Story, Link, you know what we're talking about here?
No. Yep. I didn't play much Halo PvP, unfortunately.
Well, in Halo, Juggernaut was a free for all game type. So imagine going into Rumble, and it's kind of like Marked for Death, where they pick one person, and they're like, hey, guess what? You're the Juggernaut. And when you're the Juggernaut, you get extra health, extra movement speed, and I think extra damage. Mm. And you just become
I think you did get
insane.
Extra damage, too. Yeah.
And then every time you kill the Juggernaut, you get a little bit of extra points, and then you become
the
Juggernaut.
Yes.
And it was so much fun, because... there weren't these moments in Rumble where sometimes, you know, like you get moments where like, oh, there's a guy on my radar over there.
Yeah.
And I think he sees me on his radar. And, like, we're both like, am I going to push the corner? Is he going to push the corner?
We cool here?
What's
cool.
going on? Yeah, we cool? We cool? We're going to fight each other? Like, we're missing the action. You know that you're preventing me from missing the action. In Juggernaut, everyone is just beelining right for the, like, I want to kill this dude because I want the points and I want to be the goddamn Juggernaut.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it was a cluster, but it was a really fun cluster.
Yes.
It's a good game mode.
Oh, yeah.
There's
like a million great game modes that I wish they could just include in like a weekly revolving thing, really. That like, that would be fantastic. Jeez.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, there's something to chew on, isn't there? Mm. There's something to chew on.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit to chew on.
I like how your argument started as being we have too many game modes and ended with let's make new game modes.
But they're rotating
even more.
It's so there's less.
They rotate. So
I think
it's
the core of the argument is less playlists, not less game modes, so that we're not split. So
exactly, Megan. Exactly. Exactly.
Makes sense. I got you.
We could do Q&A now, couldn't
we? Is it questions?
I think we should do some Q&A.
Guys, I'm starting to think maybe we should do some Q&A.
Maybe.
Link
but first,
screw questions.
Should we answer some questions and answers and stuff?
Denied. Answer some questions and answers. I would love to answer some questions.
If anybody in the Twitch chat has a good Q, why don't you give it to us and we'll give you the A? How about that? That sounds
Fallout.
Yeah,
show us
a little bit. I like it.
We'll show you the A if you show us the Q. All right.
Show me yours. I'll show you mine.
This is getting dirty.
I have a question. How's Anno doing back there in her match? How's her?
Oh,
Let's just real quick.
She's doing good. It looks like she's doing the strike The Shield brothers.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, rough.
That's a rough one. That's Those brothers don't play around.
No, they do not.
John, tell her what you told me. Tell her what you told me, because you saved me when that was the Nightfall. Right. Do it. Save her.
Hey, dear, are you doing the thing where you go into the corner?
No.
Why aren't? Why not?
It's not that hard.
Do it.
So oh. Why is she doing it? She said, "Eh, it's not that hard." Okay.
All right. Fine. I see you.
All right, girl.
I see you.
Do you we'll interrupt. Alrighty. Okay, here's a question from a subcult. Regardless of lore, in Destiny 2, would you rather have completely new subclasses or redesigned classics? Go.
Why not both? I mean, I don't know why that's not an opportunity. Yeah. Why that's something that can't happen while we can't have both.
Had to pick one.
He gave you an or question, so you have to pick.
Okay, I wouldn't be mad with getting completely new subclasses. I think that'd be perfectly fine.
I would agree. Yeah. I know there's the nostalgia element where you're like, oh, what about the Voidwalker or whatever you can play? But I don't know. It's a new game. We want new things, don't we? Come on.
Yeah.
If we still got Destiny 1 that we can play those old subclasses.
Yeah, I'd be okay with it. But it would be weird as hell if all of a sudden these things that have existed for however long, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure you could come up with a reason for it, but it would still be weird.
Nova Bomb, what's that?
Yeah, like, we all just forgot how to do it. I don't know. How do you
You get Metroided. You forget how to do that and have to get new stuff.
Yeah. And for the record.
What this? Yeah.
For those in Twitch chat who said, hey, what happened to the questions we asked on Twitter? Yeah, that was a question from Twitter. Don't worry. We're reading the Twitter questions, but we're also scanning the Twitch chat for other people.
We're questions. Professional as hell here.
Scanning.
We got two
Maggie,
sources.
You're scanning that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Bruh.
You're my scan boy there.
Yeah. Don't all right. I'll scan for you.
That a boy.
Here's one for you. What are you guys playing now that Destiny's slowing down? I think Overwatch is a clear answer. But I'm still playing Destiny.
Me too, man. I haven't really branched out much. I played a little bit of Dishonored 2. That's a good game. But, you know,
Pokemon Sun Moon.
Still good.
I dip my feet in other waters, but I end up coming straight back to the pool to have a good old swim.
I'm pretty much either Overwatch or Destiny, and then if I'm not playing that, I'm playing like classic NES games. That's my jam. Because my wife got the HDMI compatible NES for Christmas.
Oh, you got that thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, congratulations. I can't find it anywhere.
Oh, no. I'm not even talking about the mini NES. I'm talking about a custom made AVS that this one cool guy makes. Where I can play my cartridges at 720p beautifully on my TV.
Awesome.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Do you still blow into them?
Oh, of course.
Are you still doing that?
Naturally. No, Link.
Excellent.
I am a collector, so instead of blowing in, I clean them with a solution of half water, half rubbing alcohol, lightly dabbed on a Q-tip. Right?
No. And then go to town on it.
Yes.
Wait. I still play Destiny.
I really
want
to bring this up. I'm sorry. This is the grossest thing.
All you.
We talked about blowing in cartridges, and this is a weird story that just came back to me. I knew a kid.
Excellent.
Once, who instead of blowing in cartridges, would put his tongue in the cartridge and move it back and forth. That is the most fucking disgusting thing I've ever seen a human being do.
Why would you do that? Why do you want to taste the cartridge? I just remember trying to play
X-Men on the regular Nintendo. Wasn't working. And it just goes along the cartridge and puts it in.
And did it work?
It worked.
That's why he did it.
I was
going to
say, because
and now
here's
you see
thing.
Him when he's all grown up and he's like, oh, hey, the coffee table's a little dirty.
Yeah.
but here's the thing.
My car isn't starting. Can you come lick the engine for me? His spit had magical properties.
That's more likely to work with your NES, because what's generally happening is a pin is coming loose. And so blowing in it doesn't really do anything, but pushing his tongue in there might have reset the pin. So don't knock it if it works. All I'm saying, if that's how he pleases his NES cartridges.
Long run, it will destroy your game, but short term, you will be able to play. So you got that.
You also shouldn't be putting saliva into an electrical socket, but you know.
Who's put saliva on my Mega Man? Why is there saliva on my Mario cartridge?
Oh, geez.
All right, next question. Next question. from Laughing Man. If you could play Destiny with anyone in the world, who would it be?
Fallout.
And why?
Because he's so handsome.
Oh, man. Get the fuck out of here.
Good answer.
No, but seriously, Dr. Lupo, because he's really good.
Lupo's
a fun guy. I want to play with him, and I don't know, he's just a cool dude. Cool dude.
He is a cool dude. He's a very nice guy.
Yeah,
check him out if you don't already. Check out Dr. Lupo.
Yeah, why not?
Blink, what
anybody
about
anybody else want to answer? Yeah.
Let's see.
Doesn't have to be in the Destiny community.
Yeah, no. I just thought about the scope of this question. I picked a really
you
answer.
Kind of fucked up here, buddy.
I really should have been like Selma Hayek, so that we can totally just talk about her favorite.
So we can
loadout.
Mac or whatever.
Yeah.
Sofia Vergara. Yes. I got you, Meg, because I think you're gonna appreciate this one. I would love to play Destiny with the WWE superstar, awesome. The Big Show.
Ooh, the Big Show. Ooh.
Oh, wow.
He is actually a huge fan of Destiny and plays it quite
a
bit.
He liked one of my tweets once about Destiny.
Yeah.
He liked it. I was so excited.
Did he really? What?
Either him or like... Yeah, he's a huge Destiny fan. He plays apparently all the time, but either him or Xavier Woods.
I was going to say, I'm surprised you didn't say Xavier Woods since he's got the gaming channel, but there you go.
Yeah.
Story, what about you?
Poshy, man. I want to play some Destiny with Poshy. I just like his... every time I watch his streams, he'll teach you stuff, and he always keeps it positive. He's got a lot of honor for other players as well. Like, he'll never say, oh, this is bad. You know, like, good play. You learn a lot, man. He's got a good attitude. I like him.
He's a good dude.
He plays really well, so I'd like to play with Posh.
I would like to play Sixes with the entire main cast of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh my god.
Best. I want to play with the gang plays Clash. That's what Paulette wants to do.
Best episode.
That's a good answer. I like that answer.
He's got to let us win because of the implication.
Yeah. Because of the implication.
Oh my god, I love that scene. What are you worried about? You wouldn't be any in any danger.
So they are
in danger.
Yeah. So wait,
nobody's
so
in any danger.
I don't know how many times I have to explain that.
All right. Next question. Here's a question from JStaff at DTR, and he wants to know: should Destiny 2 Crucible be like Call of Duty in terms of you get to create a class, and everyone has access to the same weapons and possible weapon attachments and perks?
That's silly to me to make one game like another game when the other one exists already.
I can understand where he's coming from though, because
if you
like playing PvP, it's like trying to get yourself geared up it's a long haul, and there's no end to it. Like, you can't say, oh, if I grind for 10 hours this week, I'll get closer to getting my Luna or, you know, my Matador or whatever. You could be doing it for 2 minutes or literally 100 days and still not get the kind of guns that you want to play with or the kind of role that you want. So the argument to push the more competitive side of the Crucible into a more predetermined loadout kind of era, I can see where that argument's coming from.
Yeah.
And I get frustrated. Like, now I'm on Xbox, it's like I'm trying to get a good loadout that I like, and it's like, how many hundreds of hours have I got to put in just to get close to that? You know, like Luna drops today, I'm like, wow, what's it got in it? Casket mag again. Okay, so, but that would take things away, I think. That's not Destiny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I can definitely understand where he's coming from, wanting to have a sort of pool of available weapons and armor that basically everybody has to pull from, so you don't have to worry about getting geared and being outclassed the moment you step into Crucible because you don't have the best guns in the game. Maybe you don't have that Matador 64 yet.
Yeah.
But it's kind of antithetical to the way Destiny is built up as a whole. Destiny is all about, you know, going out there, getting your own weapons, getting your own armor, building your own setup, and dumbing that down. Well, I shouldn't say dumbing it down, but taking that down to the way Call of Duty has it, where you pull everything from a set list of things that are available to everyone. It just doesn't mesh well with what Destiny is.
Yeah,
but at least in my opinion,
I'd have to agree. Just increase the drop rates of stuff, you know, so we have more choice.
Yes, there you go. More choice.
And you know, like more often.
Make primaries great again.
Make Blade great again.
Question from Vincent Lloyd, and I want Mega to answer this question: how he thinks Bones would answer this question. You get that?
Oh,
You understand? You feel me?
Yes. Okay.
Interesting challenge.
How do you guys feel about the Nintendo Switch? Are you going to get it?
I think it looks like a novelty toy, just like every Nintendo console that's come out recently. Also, I'm super secretly in love with Mega Magwitch.
Good answer. Good answer, yeah. Bones. I can see where you're coming from on both
excellent
aspects.
Yes. I'm super jealous of his beard. That's how I think
you do. Me too.
Correct.
Obviously, I actually answered him in the chat. I've already got the Switch pre-ordered and Zelda pre-ordered.
Yeah.
I can't help myself. I love a good, unique Nintendo thing. Even if there's only like 5 games on a Nintendo console that are worthwhile, usually they're like my favorite 5 games of the generation of games. So I'm okay with it. I'm willing to shell out.
I am ready for it. This thing is like a little over a month and a half away. I've been super excited about
the
Switch for a long time.
Close.
Yeah, it's just right around the corner, and it's finally coming out. I'm super excited for the Switch. Yeah. I've basically got my pre-order for the console itself down. I am trying my hardest to get my hands on a master edition of Breath of the Wild. Mm-hmm. I screwed up, Mega. I'm sorry. I failed you. I screwed up. I had one. I had it in my cart like immediately after it went live. And I made a mistake. I was on GameStop's website. I had it in my cart. I could have just pressed pre-order and had it done. But I was like, oh, you know what? Before I hit pre-order on this, I should go back and check and see if there's any peripherals coming out. So I backed out of it, went to look for peripherals. 2 minutes later, I came back and they're like, no longer available.
Yeah.
It's like, no! What have I done? What do you want? So I that is my great shame, but I'm waiting for another one to become available so I can get it, because I need it.
He needs it. He needs it.
Yeah.
Good answer, boys.
Yeah, I'm excited for the Switch.
TLDR.
You can say.
Okay. Another question from Joshua Hitchinson. How should fusions become more consistent? Hit scan, more aim assist, increase bolt magnetism. Discuss. You know, I know a lot of people who would probably tar and feather you for even asking that question. I think a lot of people think that fusions are too good the way they are in Destiny, because some of them, like, you just throw them and you're like, how did that, like, that was gonna miss totally, and then all of a sudden, whoop!
Yeah.
Like, the magnetism just pulls it right in.
I'm really
boom.
Upset that you said whoop instead of voop. That's just
whoop.
What I gotta say. This would have been a much better.
Yeah, I think some people want them to be more like Halo sticky grenades, you know what I mean? Where it's just like straight on, no magnetism, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, how do you guys feel about it?
I think fusions are actually, I'm one of those people who thinks fusions are in a pretty good spot right now. Stuff like the Saladin's Vigil, the Vacancy, the Thieves in FR4, they're really, really good. Even if you've got a decent roll of it, stuff or the faster charge rate ones like the Branded Lord can actually be pretty darn good. The only change I think I'd like to see come to fusions is the one we've discussed a few times here on the podcast, where it's probably going to break them, but I would love to see Shot Package come back, but as a fusion rifle perk.
Fusion Rifle Shot Package.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would legit turn some of them into snipers.
It's not going to change the gameplay too much. Fusion Rifle, good fusion rifle play is all about being preemptive, isn't it, really?
Mm-hmm.
But good positioning and being preemptive because of the charge time. They've got a hell of a amount of range on them, you know?
They do.
I got to say, for the record, when I first read that question, I read it as fusions as in fusion grenades, which is what I was talking about with the magnetism. And then I was like, oh, the bolt magnetism. I was like, okay, he's talking about fusion rifles. I was talking about fusion grenades.
Yeah, I hear so
those also
about
don't need to change.
Now, they're so weak right now, so yeah. That's
right, definitely need a buff.
I mean, that's why I was confused. It's like, you're going to get tarred and feathered, buddy.
Yeah,
but okay, fusion rifles, how could they be more consistent? I mean, I don't know.
I think
it's just tricky because you have to charge them up. That's the real
I think they're just hard to use, but people who are good with them are like, they're good guns if you know how to use it right.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
They're not necessarily bad. They're just
very punishable. Do you know what I mean when I say
that? They are,
So like
if you miss, then you got that recharge.
If you fail,
right?
If you fail up close, you're getting charged by a Titan with a shotgun, okay? And you're going to be like, I'm going to give you the old Saladin's Vigil right up the butt. And then you charge it, and then they, Twilight Garrison, they juke you.
Bastards.
And you miss. And you're like, okay, well, now I'm screwed because I have to charge it up again, which takes a little bit of time, and by the time it's charged again, they're just going to smoke you. And that's why shotguns are so strong, because they're very, very forgiving and powerful, but also forgiving. And fusion rifles are not.
Yes. But a great fusion rifle player will annoy me more than a great shotgunner, usually, when I'm just like, when a guy's just mapping me, like, constantly, I'm like, you son of a bitch!
It's almost impressive, though, isn't it? Like, you know what I mean? You get killed, and you're like, you know what?
From there?
Congratulations. That's usually what we say. Whenever it happens, it's like, I can't even be mad about it, because he's just, like, smoking me with that sound.
You landed it, yeah.
Like, it's just like, how are you doing this?
Good for you.
You're the champ. Yes. You win.
There's a good one. Should Bungie nerf Matador?
Fallout says absolutely. I know he hates the Matador. So.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't want nerfs. I'm with most people who say don't nerf. Just
no
make
more nerfs.
Speed it up, baby.
No more nerfs.
Make everything more powerful.
Yes.
So what is your opinion on that, Fallout? Do you think they should nerf the Matador?
Seriously?
Seriously. I want the answer. I want the detailed answer here.
Yeah, I mean, get ready to send angry notes to my home, but no, I don't think they should.
I'm already
pulling up
my Twitter.
they're already sending my way. I don't know. I'm with a lot of people. I think that the more you keep nerfing things into the ground, the slower the game is going to play. And I know a lot of people are thinking lately, I was like, doesn't Destiny seem kind of slow lately? And like, if you compare it to year one, the people were like, oh, it was the blinking and the, you know, like the last word was better and the thorn and I don't know. It's slowed down a little bit, and if you want it to keep getting slower, then nerf more guns. And I understand that it's very frustrating to fight somebody with a Matador when either you don't have one, or you're just like, everyone just uses the Matador because it's the best special on paper. Well, yeah, that's true, but it would be much cooler if there were other... Wouldn't it be great if there were other special weapons that were good enough to contend with the Matador? Wouldn't that be more fun than just beating the Matador into the ground?
Yeah.
Like a baby seal with a club or something like
absolutely.
That? Like, make the other guns more fun.
Shotguns have had several nerfs over the lifespan of the game so far. And I think, like, ultimately, it's like, how far away does an enemy have to be before I can kill them in one swift bop? And at this point, at the moment in game, it's 7 meters is the maximum, isn't it, with a shotgun? And it used to be a hell of a lot longer than that. Shot package would extend it by...
And rangefinder together. Ooh,
and
boy.
Rangefinder together.
Yeah, like,
oh, God,
I think
that was broken.
It was closer to 9-10 meters or something like that, really, which is a lethal... I mean, here's another little interesting thing. If you think shotgun range is a problem in Destiny right now, which I think it isn't, but go play Battlefield 1. Oh my God, the range on those shotguns in Battlefield 1. That it's redonkulous. Like, just watch some clips saying, you know, on YouTube. It is so far. It's like Destiny fusion rifle range. That's the shotgun one-hit kill range in Battlefield 1 right now. But anyway, The range on shotguns at the moment, I think, is in a really good spot. We just need the primaries back to the year one level to be able to compete with that, as well as, I don't know, special weapons. What can we do? Fusion rifles, we kind of all unanimously agree that fusion rifles are actually in a good spot.
They're okay right now.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with them. They reward a skilled hand. Sniper rifles, that's a bit different because they got nerfed a little too hard, didn't they, really? In the recent...
Yeah, they did. I would like them to undo
what
they did to snipers.
Yeah.
Like, because they're like, oh, well, we don't want them to be used, snappy in close range. It's like, well, why? It's cool.
Right?
I don't know. You watch a streamer.
It's the D&D rule of cool. Like,
if you're getting charged by a shotgun guy and you just, take out your winged word and you're like, bam, right in the head. That's really cool. And it takes skill, too.
It's hard as hell.
I would bring that back in a minute.
I think one of the problems that people had before that nerf was, you're shooting at a sniper and they could still pull off this ridiculously crisp headshot. And I think that was what a lot of people were complaining about. They weren't complaining about the scope...
Zoom.
I've never heard anyone saying this scope zooms in too little. It needs to zoom in more to make it fair. The speed in which you can scope is too quick. We need it longer. I don't think anyone really complained about that, but that was one of the very first changes. So that could be redone. I don't think aim assist, the nerf as well. I think flinch should be a thing, but maybe not as aggressive as it is at the moment. But if you brought the scope back to how it was pre-nerf, as well as the, you know, the zoom and down sights, as well as the range of the telescopic sights like short gaze and stuff, if you put those pre-nerf, then I think that would be pretty good for the special weapon things. But largely speaking, I think primaries should be able to deal with aping and all that kind of business. I think that would help, you know?
Yeah.
So here's an interesting question from Evil Rabbit, who asks, hey, when are you going to fix that server issue when you have more than one Xbox in the house? It is very annoying. Now, Evil Rabbit, I want to make sure we're on the same page here.
We're on it right now. We are literally working on it.
Bungie.
No, this is us. This game is an indie game made by the four of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make it over here.
Don't
in the kitchen
tell them. Don't tell them nothing.
That's.
Yeah. So I will check with Deej. He's in the next room. We will get back to you on that shortly.
They're all behind this green curtain behind me. It's the entirety of Bungie. Yeah. They're all like going, they're working on Destiny 2 right there behind that curtain.
Oh, we like to.
That is a glitch like that fun. Has affected me in the past, but it didn't affect me most recently. I have four people all in the same like home in the same room playing together without issues. So I don't know if it's
Yeah.
And that's it's not just limited to Xbox. It's something that happens on local for local fire teams on PlayStation 2.
Yeah. I had Xbox and PlayStation on the same network when we were both of us playing SRL, and there were some problems there just for a little while, but it's fixed itself.
Yeah.
Good.
Let me open up my dev kit. Okay. Yes.
Get down on that, will you?
Nerf this.
Here's a good question that I think we might be able to wrap it up on.
All right.
It's from Mr. Aries, who wants to know, are you guys ready to face off against the Destiny Community Podcast?
No.
He spelled destroy wrong. I'm confused.
Destroy. Annihilate.
Yeah, put it there. Put it
Eviscerate.
Right there.
Boom.
Get it.
There it is.
Yeah.
This is the best thing for me. I love trash talk, but, you know, I don't get a lot of opportunity to do it because I can't back it up. But now I've got, like, this. I've got this, like, my dad can beat up your dad thing going with Fallout and Bones here, so I can just trash talk and count on them to carry my weight.
For those of you who don't know what the hell we're talking about right now, the folks at the Destiny Community Podcast, who you probably know very well, Tefty Holtzman, Pope, Miss 5000 Watts, and Briar Rabbit.
Yep.
Have challenged us, the Planet Destiny Podcast, to a podcast throwdown in PvP. And that's coming up when? On January
28th?
January 28th. Mark your calendars. It's going to be awesome. We're going to be doing a whole lot of really fun stuff together. It's all in good taste. So if you see any of us trash talking on Twitter, just know that we're all giggling and messaging each other behind the scenes. Yeah, it's all good. but also, you know, fuck Pope Bear. it's going to be a lot of goddamn fun. And I think we're going to raise some money for Guardian Con, are we?
Yes.
We are.
St. Jude. We're going to be raising money for St. Jude. It's going to be an awesome time. Please join us on January 28th.
There will be lists of all the streams and stuff coming up soon, won't there? They're like all the channels that you can tune into and watch. Of course, it will be streamed on Planet Destiny as well as various channels. I still don't know whether I'm going to be doing that or not, but I'm certainly competing. Obviously, I'll be with you. We're providing top bants and plenty of deaths.
Yes, indeed.
So, yeah, man.
We'll see.
It'll be wonderful.
January 28th.